bitch. I'm a bad bitch. Yeah, you know I'm that bitch. Can't get off the bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. Nah, you know I'm that bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. Yeah, you know I'm that.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to That Bitch Podcast. Hope you guys all had a fantastic past week and a half-ish, 2 weeks. I know my podcast has been coming out at really random dates and times and stuff. You know, it's hard when I get in that, like, state where I don't have, like, motivation for much things. And then, like, I was also sick for the past week and a half, 2 weeks. So trying to have any motivation was very hard in general when I'm sick as fuck. So, yeah, luckily I'm, like, 95, 98% better, thank God. Except for today, I woke up with a migraine, which really sucked. So I didn't go to work until 1 o'clock. So I managed to sleep more and take a really strong painkiller and then feel better. Thank God. So yeah, once I was finally at work, I managed to get a bunch of stuff done and it was an okay kind of day. I kind of felt off. I think it's because I started my day in the afternoon and not like a normal morning, 8 o'clock at work kind of thing. But I still managed to get a lot done and yeah, so it is Wine Wednesday, but by the time this gets out, oh, my cat is here now for joining the podcast, and so is Penny. By the time this gets out, it'll end up being Thursday or Friday, because loading these podcasts up on Anchor, which is the platform I use, oh my god, Penny and Phoebe are play fighting right now over a toy. Yeah, anyways, cheers. I'm drinking the same wine I had last time. It tastes delicious. I had to make sure this time, when I did the video, that I checked my shirt to make sure I had no stains on it this time. And I actually did get some soup, like, splattered on this shirt. Luckily, it's black. But I double-checked in my, like, pre-recording video to see I have no stains showing. Yeah, so my shirt is good now, and we can do this. I was struggling to find a topic for this episode. I feel like a lot lately, because I haven't been doing too much, that I don't know what I ever want to talk about. And like, I can only talk about sex so much, you know? And I only have so many sex stories. And my sex stories only go so far when my number hasn't increased in a while, minus Mexico. Yeah. But this episode is gonna also kind of deal with some of what happened in Mexico as well, because this episode is called Butt Stuff 2.0. I had the Butt Stuff is Fun Stuff. I guess it's gonna be Butt Stuff is Fun Stuff 2.0 is what this one is gonna be, because I had the original Butt Stuff is Fun Stuff, like episode 3 or 4. Then I had Butt Stuff Toy Edition. But this is a continuing of Butt Stuff is Fun Stuff, because I'm going to tell you a story and the reason why I want to bring this episode, why I want to talk about this on this episode. Because once again, people, I guess even on reality TV is kind of why I'm bringing it up, but people need to not feel shame about wanting to do butt stuff and people thinking it's gross. It's not. When you're prepared, at least, it is not. But so I was watching an episode of Summer House on Bravo, and they were playing, like, this sex game, but with cards, and they, like, they pick a card, you say the question, like, who's most likely to do what? The question was, who's most likely to do, like, anything, like, butt stuff? And then they're all, like, laughing, and like, oh, no, I could never do that. Nothing could ever be there. Sorry, I had to take a sip of wine. And then one of them was like, oh, I know who it would be. Paige girl on the show. And she's like, well, I only used a butt thing once. A butt plug once. They're like, oh my god, oh, I could never do that. But like, why? You guys are all, like, they're all in their 30s, probably getting their 40s. I think one is 40. And they still have this, like, oh my god, it's butt stuff. It's so terrifying. It's so gross. Oh my god, no. Stay away from there. Like, why? Y'all need to experiment, at least try, even like have a thumb there or something, because you don't know what you're missing out on, honestly. It's a very intense feeling, because when you have anything in your butt, it feels like 10 times the size of what it is. A thumb can feel like a very large penis in your asshole, okay? I know that because I have done that before, both a thumb and a penis, so, and toys. So that is that. But when I was watching it, I'm like, this is still a part of people's conversations, that it's so weird, not normal thing to do. But, like, why? This is 2023. Everybody needs to embrace their sexuality, try new things. But if you want to try new things, I just recommend doing it with someone that you're comfortable with. Because there's literally nothing wrong with trying anything like that. And you don't know until you try it if you do or don't like it. And if you're going to try it, just definitely, definitely have lube. Because your butthole does not lubricate itself, people, okay? And spit will not really do anything either. I mean, you can get so much saliva there, like, when somebody's licking your ass. But, like, if you're sticking something fully in it, you're going to need some lubrication in there, okay? Because your butt does not self-lubricate like a vagina. Okay, people? Now, the story about Mexico, that was a fun old time. So if you listened to the last episode, I had talked about a guy that I hooked up with in Mexico that I had met, who was, like, awesome, and I kind of liked him, blah, blah, blah. And when we did 69, yes, we did. I'm, like, trying to remember, because I know we were both drinking a little bit, but yes, we did 69, and he was, like, eating me out or whatever. But then he licked my ass, and I was like, oh, you know, you know when that hit your booty hole, because it's, like, not shocking, but, like, it's like a, oh, hello there, because it feels very, very good. Now, thank God he was good at what he was doing, because it felt amazing. And I think he even did it for, like, a few minutes, too, and I was, like, having a good old time. Was great. Would do again? Definitely. Was great. He knew what he was doing. And then he was like, okay, turn around, sit on my face. I'm like, oh, okay. Luckily, there was a headboard, so I could grab the headboard, and then I wasn't, like, falling all over the place from being a little bit tipsy, and then, like, having a good old time riding his face. Yes, riding his face was a very, very, very good time. I feel like riding someone's face, like, when you're literally, like, in the motion of doing it, it's easier if you're holding on to something, especially if you're, like, wilding out, or if you're drunk or something. But yeah, I mean, my bed has a headboard as well, but it has a space in between it, so it kind of makes it easy, except for my headboard moves when you, like, shake the bed or anything, so it, like, smashes into my fingers, which isn't a good time, which is why I don't normally sit on people's faces in my own bed. I have, but not lately or frequently. But even when I'm fucking at home, though, I try to hold my hands, like, put my fingers between the board and the wall, because my bed will shake. But now I put, like, these two little stoppers in between the bed frame and the wall, so if it does hit, it's, like, way softer, and it's, like, more snug to the wall, if that makes any sense. Because putting a pillow or socks behind a headboard does not fucking work. If your bed moves, then everything behind your headboard just falls. So, the socks behind a headboard does not work in my case, nor a pillow, okay? I shouldn't even got a fucking headboard. It was pointless. It really is very, very pointless. Yeah. So, what else could I say about butt stuff is fun stuff? What else? Oh, if you are a female, I guess, or a male listening to this, a trick to try is when you're getting fucked from behind, or taken from the back, whatever way you want to say it, is when you're in her, then you kind of, like, well, you're, like, at least, like, through your thumb, right? And then stick it in a little bit, or just rub around it a little bit, the booty hole, and then stick it in very slowly. And then you could go, like, in and out a little bit, but, like, not too fast. You never want to go too fast when you're all up in the booty hole, because you don't need a shit on dick situation or shit the bed situation. Nobody wants that. So, even, like, when the guy that I was fucking in Mexico, he did have his finger in my butt at one point. And I was like, okay, remove it very slowly, because we were changing positions. And then everything was good. It's like, it's not, and people, I wish people would communicate more as well during sex. People do need to communicate more. Oh my God, I can't even fucking talk. I need a sip of wine. I used to be one of those people that was, like, very quiet and, like, not very comfortable with myself and had, like, no self-confidence. And I have a lot of self-confidence now. But it takes work to get that way, right? Or you just gotta be drunk. And sometimes you get more confidence when you're drinking, but that's besides the point. It definitely helps communicating. Like, when I was fucking this guy in Mexico, I would say what I liked, what I didn't like, do this, try this, try this. So he definitely learned some things from me, because after he was like, wow, that was like great because you communicated so much. And I had somebody communicate that much. Blah, 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 blah. Yes, you're welcome. Because I used to be very quiet. I would literally just like lay there. And then like, you know, in your mind, you're just kind of hating it. You're like, this is not doing it for me. I'm not having a good time. But then you're just kind of waiting for them to like read your mind. Be like, oh yeah, change this. Do this instead. But now I'm like, you know what? That is not happening. I'm not having it. Try this. Put your finger in and curve it and flick it. Like da 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 da. That hits the G-spot. Fantastic. Fantastically. It's not even really a word, but fantastically. And for guys who are, I don't know, embarrassed or don't want things near their butt, like, why though? It doesn't make you gay to have something in your butt. Boys, men, guys, those who are fluid, those who don't identify, does not make it gay to have something put in your butt. Because guess what, guys? Your G-spot is in your butt, your prostate. That is where it all is, up in there. And if you've listened to other episodes that I had people on here, like Greg on Butt Stuff is Fun Stuff, he would preach that like his orgasm is like 10 times better and that his cum hit the fucking roof and all this kind of shit because it was so great and amazing. You just got to try it. And if you tried it, you didn't like it, then there you go. Then you got your answer. If you really hated it, then just don't ever do it again. But even just try having the girl's finger there. Or you know what? You're in the shower. Stick your finger in your ass or something. I don't know. Or get a toy. Get a butt plug. Guys can have butt plugs for themselves too. My friend does. There's nothing wrong with that. It does not make you gay. It only makes you gay if you like guys. It doesn't make you gay if you like something in your ass. Like a dildo, a vibrator, a butt plug, anything. That doesn't make you gay. It makes you gay if you like the same gender. That is all. That's it. That's all. Okay? Like, I could kiss a girl. I'm not like, oh my god, I'm so turned on, I'm so attracted to you. If I'm not in any way attracted to another female, I'm not lesbian. But honestly, I take that back because I might be bi. I don't know. Because I always have that thought of like, I could have a girl go down on me, but I could not go down on a girl. I just don't want my face in there. It's just not my preference. But they could totally go down on me because girls know what they're doing because for a girl's body. But like, I feel like for myself, because I don't really finger myself. For me, it's just like I don't turn myself on with my own hand. So I would feel weird putting my hand in another girl's vagina. Personally, totally off topic, kind of spiraled and went to a different direction. As now we're talking about vaginas, I'm talking about buttholes. But, yeah. I'm going to see if I can find a Am I the Asshole little article, and I'll do that segment. Okay, so I found one. This one is, Am I the Asshole for Embarrassing My Sister-in-Law After She Expected Me to Pay for Her and Her Friend's Bill? Okay, take a sip of wine and let's dive in. So I, 25 female, went out for dinner with my sister-in-law, 28 female, bachelorette party this past weekend. Between my sister-in-law and my husband, 28 male, sister-in-law has always been the golden child of the family. Growing up, my in-laws coddled her and gave her everything that she wanted, while my husband always got the shitty end of the stick. She was always the popular girl in school, cheerleader, lots of friends, all the boys loved her, while my husband was always a little more nerdy and got picked on quite a bit. Even my in-laws would give him a hard time about this and say he needed to be more like his sister. That makes me mad. Maybe he will say that shit. Anyways, continuing. Well, fast forward to today. Both my husband and I went to top schools, got our degrees, and currently have very well-paying jobs in tech. I'm not trying to sound braggy, this is just for context, but we live a very, very comfortable life. Sister-in-law still currently lives at home with my in-laws while they foot all her bills, and she had my niece, 4, female, with her ex, and is currently on marriage number 2. This past weekend, I was invited to this fancy upscale restaurant in my city for my sister-in-law's bachelorette party. In brackets, she wanted to do a nice dinner. There were 8 of us in total. At the end of the dinner, the bill comes out and the waiter hands it to me. ... Taking another sip. I'm sitting there confused for a second until sister-in-law speaks up and is all, "My parents and I were talking and were thinking you and my brother can handle the bill for this as a wedding gift since you're not financially contributing to my wedding." What the fuck? I stared at her in shock for a moment and then was like, "And you didn't think to bring this up to me beforehand?" She started going off about how well we're off, so what's the big deal, and she's sure her brother wouldn't have an issue with it. I asked her why her fiancé didn't foot the bill, or my in-laws, and where in her right mind she thinks it's okay to spring this on me. Going down, there's still some more. She started going on about how we're the wealthiest in both her and her fiancé's family and that she didn't think I would act like this and would say yes. I told her, "Well, sorry, I'm not your parents. Don't expect handouts from me." She called me selfish and called her an entitled brat. Fuck yeah. Paid for my half of the bill and left. Well, as expected, my mother-in-law, sister-in-law, and even some of the cousins and aunts on my husband's side have been absolutely furious with me and are expecting me to apologize for the comments. I told them over my dead body, "Husband is 100% on my side. We are debating on not going to the wedding. I was talking to my mom and she thinks I took it too far with the comments and should apologize just to keep the peace. Am I the asshole? Info. The bill was close to $1,000 USD. Holy shit. Are you the asshole? Absolutely not. She's a fucking bitch in the worst way possible. So there's some comments below. Someone said, "Not the asshole, don't apologize. No matter how much money you make, you're not expected to. One, contribute to your sister-in-law's wedding." What the fuck? Exactly. What the actual fuck? "Foot the bill for an entire bachelorette party that you were attending as a guest. 3, de-escalate her temper tantrum once she didn't get her way. The burden of payment for a bachelor party usually falls on the maid of honor and bridesmaids, in brackets, arranged for ahead of time, or the bride. Edit. And a far more common occurrence is that everyone pays their own but chips in for the bride so that she is taken care of, but again, that's settled way ahead of time." Someone said, "And like original post said, should have been discussed before. As you noted, it's usually split or with a mother of MOH? I don't know. Oh, mother of, I'm assuming the bride. Or the bride and part of the planning process. OP is not the asshole." Yeah. Nope, not the asshole whatsoever. I would be fucking livid if that was me. Like, are you kidding me? It is legit. What happens at a bachelorette party? Anything to deal with the party around the bride, the bachelor party people, the people that are in the bridal party, like all the bridesmaids and shit like that. They're the ones that plan everything out, will split the bill, pay their own portions, and then they'll all split paying for the bride. That's how it is. Because exactly like this, $1,000 bill, you're going to make one person pay that? Yeah, fucking right. If I was making good old money too, I would, if I loved that person, like if they were as besties with the person and I was a millionaire, sure, why not? But if you ain't no millionaire, you're just living a good life. You're not very close with your significant other's family whatsoever. What in their godforsaken mind is wrong with them? Why would you ever expect someone who you're not close with to pay the bill just because you're making more money than them? And you attended as a fucking guest. This bride is fucking batshit crazy. Same with the goddamn mother-in-law. Not the asshole whatsoever. Ugh, that just like rattles me. Be different if somebody was a millionaire or billionaire, okay. But they're not, clearly. Drives me absolutely bonkers. Yeah. So another sip of wine. Delicious. So that is basically the episode for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at that bitch podcast, I believe, or that _bitch_podcast. Whatever. Look in the link in the bio. Has my link tree. Has all the links on there for all the Spotify's, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all of the above. It's all on there. Make sure you like and subscribe on YouTube because I need more subscribers, y'all. I'm at 49, which is shocking. I was at like 5 not so long ago. So I'm doing decently well for somebody who's not fucking known whatsoever. Yeah. Anywho, hope you guys all have a fantastic next week and a half. And make sure you tune in a week and a half, because you never know what tea's about to be spilled next. Bye, bitches.